The sun hammered against the metal shop wall, turning the workspace into a stifling, industrial oven. Robert wiped grease from his knuckles as he spread the oversized blueprints across the heavy workbench. "Look at this, Min," he said, his voice low with focus. "This is the grid design that actually took the prize. I still can't believe they picked us." Minnie entered the shop, the scent of fresh coffee following her in. She placed a mug near his tools and looked at the intricate lines of the city power grid. "They picked you because you were the only one who didn't offer them a lie," she said softly. "The mayor called again this morning, Robert. He's pushing for a formal presentation." Robert took a sip of the hot coffee, his gaze never leaving the schematic. "I told him we'd be there," he replied. "But I'm not walking into City Hall as the man they expect. I'm going in as a builder. I'm going in as the person who knows this grid can actually sustain the entire valley." "The girls are ready," Minnie added, glancing toward the door where Virginia and the others were waiting. "They've been prepping the data sheets all night. They want to show the council that this isn't just a theoretical design. It's a working model for radical transparency." Robert laughed, a sound that seemed to fill the shop with a sudden, genuine lightness. "Transparency is exactly what they're afraid of, Min. But that's what makes this thing work. We aren't hiding any overhead costs, and we aren't inflating the labor." He packed the documents away carefully into his leather briefcase. "Let's go," he said, walking toward the bright, unforgiving light of the morning. "We've got a future to present." The drive into LA was a stark contrast to the peace of the condo. The City Hall building loomed ahead, a monument of gray stone that seemed to stifle the very air around it. "Nervous?" Virginia asked from the back seat, her voice sharp. "Not anymore," Robert said, parking the truck. "We've done the work. We've built the prototype.